2 French martinis for you boys. Enjoy. You gonna order something, pal? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Normally, I'd at least get an order when someone plops down in one of my seats. Psh, is this your first time here? No need to be so formal. Just tell me what I can get for you, and I'll help you unwind for the night. Looks like you could use a pick-me-up. All right. Maybe that was a little harsh. But can you blame me? You came in here like a zombie. Normally guys come in raring to go with their buddies. Or ready to drink their worries away. You know what? Fuck it. You got my attention. What's your story, mister? You know, you're definitely not from around here. And this town ain't that big either. If you're traveling, it's gotta be for work, right? You're pretty dressed up to be playing tourist. And even then, this place has next to nothing interesting about it. Ah, oh, come on. At least toss me a bone. I promise I won't bite. Guys like you are rare in places like these. Can't say I've met someone like you before, honestly. So you recently settled down here. What made you pick such a shit spot? Money's tight, huh? Where exactly are you from? Shit! And you came all the way out here? Gotta say, this is definitely different from your style of living. A lot quieter. But that's pretty annoying for some people. See, I knew you'd crack a smile. All you gotta do is loosen up a bit. Well, let me be the first to welcome you to your new home, then. I get why you're so down on yourself now. Life kicked you on your ass, and now you gotta make do with what you have left. Honestly, I could relate to that pretty hard. Lots of folks here settle down, or are down on their luck, too. Main thing is, you need to know how to handle the cards you're dealt. I know you didn't order, but I'm pretty good at guessing what someone likes. Trust me on this one, okay? What was that? You just want an old-fashioned? Didn't strike you as a whiskey type. Sure thing. What kind would you like? A menu? Listen, just let me get you something on the house, okay? You're going to argue against getting a free drink? Some people here would kill if I offer them the same, you know. How's this? 18-year-old Macallan, straight from the top shelf. Yep, straight from our top shelf. A good choice of whiskey, in my opinion. Double cask, single malt scotch. I already said it was on the house. Don't try to ask for the price. Unless you want to find some other way to pay me. Oops, you didn't hear that. I'm on the job, after all. Can't have my boss catching me swooning over customers. In a place that's the same old day-to-day, meeting someone new is intriguing, right? Exactly. And for you, Mr. Mystery Man, you're what's piquing my interest right now. Here you are, an old-fashioned Macallan. Be sure to enjoy it. It's simple, but really helps take that edge off. Smooth, isn't it? You know? I'll probably have one along with ya. It's almost time for me to clock out anyway. You just so happen to be my last customer for tonight. Still asking so many questions. I make this place way more than the cost of these two shots. You done with those boys? I'll take them for you. There. Here. Are you just gonna sit there in silence? Or are you gonna give me an answer? There's a booth right there that's open. We could sit and chat, order some drinks, unwind for the rest of the night. That's what I like to hear. Just give me a second to tidy up. All right, follow me. Cozy, isn't it? I'm glad you think so. You know, it's ironic, really. Normally, I'm stuck dealing with a bunch of grown babies all night. It's a bar, after all. All sorts of people drift through these doors. Some with stories, some with regrets, and some looking for a more intimate way to end their evenings. Don't worry, I haven't exactly given them any chances. It's just the same with guys who always shoot their shot. Oh, my outfit? You're only asking now. Today was a special event for the bar. We're celebrating 5 years of business. The boss wanted us to pull in numbers, so we had to dress a bit more elegantly than we normally do. You probably saw those two meatheads next to you, eyeing you the whole time you were talking with me. Yeah, one of them tries to get me to share a drink with him. Unfortunately, he just doesn't catch my eye, you know? But that's enough about me. How are you enjoying your drink? Oh, finished already? You know you're supposed to take your time with whiskey, right? It's all right, though. Hey, Mika! Can we get another round here? I don't care. Surprise me. Yeah, a coworker of mine. She's probably the one that greeted you at the door. She's way more timid than I am. Super shy. Then again, some guys dig that, too. You know, ever since I mentioned my outfit, you've been making it a point to look anywhere but in my direction. Something wrong? Hey, eyes right here. You're fine looking at it this way. So look all you want, okay? I'm the one who wanted you to join me for a drink, aren't I? Exactly. Don't break a girl's heart and make an effort to look away from her. Dude, no need to apologize. I'm just messing with you. Oh, thanks for the drinks, Mika. You're a real lifesaver. Looks like she just made us some martinis. You down for another round? So you do have a sense of humor after all. Guess you're right. Should have asked you that before I ordered, huh? You know, maybe you'll enjoy this too. Hey, no need to freak out. I just wanted to get a bit closer to you. I'm harmless. Promise. Spike your drink? You think I'd stoop so low to have a coworker lace your shit and give it to you? That's a one-way ticket to getting fired. The job pays way too well for me to throw it all away on something as stupid as that. I don't normally do this with just anyone. You're right about that. Like I said, you're new here. And you piqued my interest. I like what I saw. So I took a chance to grab it. Maybe that's not too common nowadays for a girl to do. But hey, I guess you could say that I'm anything but ordinary in that regard. That really hits a spot. I've been here since noon, and it's nice to finally unwind. You make great company, honestly. I'll have to give you a reason to come back here while I'm working sometime. Oh my, what was that, mister? No. think you're finally gaining some confidence. I don't think I quite heard ya. Mind repeating that for me? Oh, I can give you a reason to come back for a drink for sure. Don't think I won't either. Pretty dangerous game you're playing. My coworkers are still around, you know. Wonder what they'd think if you made a move on me. What? Instigate? Me? Never. I'm just trying to share a drink and a good time with a new friend. Unless you want something more. Aw, don't tense up. Tell me what you want to do. Like, I fucking care what my coworkers think. They've seen me shoo away a lot of guys already. They might be happy to see me take initiative for once. Getting awfully tense, mister. Am I too close? You're super fun to tease, you know that? I guess it's pretty forward for me, huh? I'm over here getting all handsy with ya, and don't even know your name. I'm Riza. And you? Yep, definitely not from around here. Well then, now we're acquainted. Let me ask, how's your martini? Mine? Mine tastes a little funny. Yeah, I really can't describe it. Right? Doesn't it taste a little off? Finally looking at me directly. And all it took was a little motivation on my end. Like I told you, you're new here. And that intrigued me. Whoa there, partner. Can't have you filling me up like that in public. You done with that drink? Good. Then, why don't we take this somewhere more private? Here we are. Oh, I guess I didn't tell you, did I? Boss runs a tight shift here. After midnight, there's some more intimate activities that take place here. This is one of the rooms that clients can go to for special services. It's clean, I assure you. As for your second question, nah, I don't ever do that kind of stuff. It makes money, sure, but I ain't just letting anyone have a swing at me, you know? Well, didn't I kiss you earlier? Was that not reason enough to bring you back here? Ugh, you worry too much. Trust me, no one is gonna hear us back here. And that's right. The boss has some interesting hobbies. So a lot of these rooms are great at dampening sound. Since you're not making the move, I will. You're finally loosening up for me, aren't ya? I guess that's enough talk for now, then. Wouldn't you say? Fuck. Ah. You know, I'm definitely glad we're in this room. There's no way I'd be able to keep my voice down playing with this. What's wrong? Never had someone take the lead before. And here I thought you couldn't get any bigger. I can barely wrap my hand around you. Did my dress turn you on? My mouth? Or maybe my voice? Aw, so you were eyeing me up from the start. You throw up so much when you're close. It's like you wanted to shoot it all out. Yeah? You want to shoot it all out here? Naughty boy. No coming. Not yet. Hold out a little longer, big boy. You're definitely close. It's so hot feeling you pulse. You nearly are too big to fit when you do. You've just been staring so much. Fuck. You still poke out so much even like this. Oh, I'm more than satisfied. Look at this. You're so thick, so big. I've never been able to do this before. You heard me. You're so thick, so fucking big, so hard for me. I just want to make this cock beg to come and watch it shoot all out. Mm. boy. I said you could come just yet. Fuck. This is so good. You taste so fucking good. So much pre-cum. Fuck, it's so addicting. You want me to give you a chance to rest? Let me think. I love seeing your body twitch like this. You can't go anywhere. You love this feeling, don't you? Your cock sandwich between my boobs. So good. Fuck. Yeah, you look like you're at your limit. So cute. Having something this massive be so shy and timid, you know. You could pin me down. Ravage me. Make me scream. That instead, I'm the one edging you, making you squirm, beg. It's so fucking hot. Oh, so you want me back on my knees like this? My boobs over your cock? Playing with you? My mouth open? Begging for cum? fuck. No, lay back. Lay back on the bed. Good boy. Fuck. You're so ready. You're so fucking ready. Fuck. No, no. Not yet. You're not allowed to come yet. Yes. So fucking cute. You wanna come here? Right in my womb? Yes. Beg. Beg, my good boy. Tell me what you want. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come. Come for me. Come, 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 come for me. Ah. You naughty boy. You feel all that? All that cum you shot into me. You made a mess. Oh, fuck. Don't pull out yet. Pull it deeper. Oh, are you gonna pass out on me? Go ahead. I'll still drain you for every drop you have left.